Woman, behold your son, and to John, behold your mother. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son," and to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. The unnamed disciple whom Jesus addressed was the Apostle John. Despite his excruciating physical agony, Jesus was concerned about the welfare of his mother and the pain she was experiencing. With his thoughts on Mary's future security and protection, Jesus entrusted her into the care of John, his beloved disciple. By entrusting Mary to John's care, Jesus was fulfilling his family responsibility as a devoted son. Now, typically, a dying son would commit his mother into the care of another member of his immediate family. Jesus most likely chose John out of profound spiritual concern for his mother. Even in death, Christ is focused on spiritual matters. So with the words, "Woman, behold your son," Jesus invited his mother to look at John, to look to John, his much beloved disciple and friend, to be her son now. Jesus was departing from her, but John would take the Lord's place in her life as much as possible. John was the only apostle brave enough to take a stand with the woman who had accompanied Jesus to the cross. John was the only apostle brave enough to take a stand with the women who had accompanied Jesus to the cross. The rest of Christ's disciples had scattered, abandoning the Lord in fear. So a question I would pose, would you or would I have accompanied Jesus to the cross? Or would you and I have scattered like the rest?